Between November 27th and December 15th of 2013, every single one of Target's 1,797 U.S. stores were hacked, resulting in the theft of over 40 million people's credit card information and 70 million individual addresses, phone numbers, and other personal information as well. Hackers began by installing a malware program in Target's security and payment systems. The malware would then store the credit card information anytime a card was swiped. Then the shopper's information would be uploaded onto the Target server, which had been commandeered by the hackers. The company FireEye, in which was responsible for Target's security system, spotted filtration malware uploaded to their servers. Upon contacting Target and informing them of what was found, Target would sit back and literally take no action. In 2011, Sony's PlayStation Network suffered an outage due to external intrusion, in which approximately 77 million accounts were hacked, resulting in the theft of the account's personal data. In an attempt to combat this siege, Sony locked out roughly 93,000 accounts, whose IDs were successfully ascertained during the digital assault. Sony would be subsequently criticized for its lack of security and hesitant action to the evidence they had. Sony had confirmed their systems had detected an unusually high number of failed login attempts. According to spokesman Sean Yoneda on behalf of Sony, the confirmed total cost of the outage to Sony, $171 million. The PlayStation Network was offline for 23 days. A group of hackers attacked the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, stealing massively sensitive data on roughly 4 million current and former American federal employees. Though there is little evidence to prove it, law enforcement believes it to be an attack based from China. Representative Adam Schiff calls this cyber attack among the most shocking, because Americans may expect that federal computer networks are maintained with state-of-the-art defenses, with little to go on and still being unable to recover the hacked files. Homeland Security, OPM, and the FBI are working together in joint investigation, in which they all continue to monitor federal networks for any suspicious activity, and are working aggressively with the affected agencies to conduct investigative analysis to assess the extent of the alleged intrusion. Ashley Madison is just like any other dating site, except for the fact that it's meant for cheating on your spouse and finding affairs. In July 2015, we learned hackers had almost their entire user database hacked. With millions of users, including many considered to be high profile, have now had their personal and private affairs broadcast for any and everyone to see. The group responsible had leaked more than 25 gigabytes worth of data, including in-depth user details, leading to public shaming. Patrons of the website are suing Ashley Madison for a combined total of $151 million due to damage of their home lives. Ironic if you ask us. Albert Gonzalez, the accused mastermind behind the combined credit card theft of more than 170 million cards and ATM numbers from 2005 to 2007. His crew used SQL injection, a type of code injection, to create and utilize backdoors on several corporate systems to launch packet sniffing attacks, allowing them to steal computer data from internal networks. During the spree, Gonzalez is rumored to have hosted a $75,000 birthday party for himself, and was even said to have complained about the fact that he had to count $340,000 by hand because his currency counter broke. He would be arrested on May 7, 2008, and would spend the next 2 years in court. On March 25, 2010, Gonzalez was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. On March 26, 1999, Microsoft became aware of a macro virus on Microsoft Word, dubbed Melissa, that had affected a number of users and companies worldwide. The virus could affect any people who used Word with Outlook 98 or 2000 only. All other systems are not affected. The virus is delivered via email in an attached Word document. The message subject line was "Important message from person," and the body message was along the lines of "Here is that document you asked for. Don't show anyone else." Upon opening the attached Word document, the macro virus became enabled, allowing it to send copies of the message to the first 50 contacts on that user's email account. the United States and Israel initiated one of the most sophisticated cyber attacks of all time in 2010. Known by the name Stuxnet, the computer worm, which was designed specifically to target Iran's uranium enrichment facilities, the worm disrupted the operations like a smart bomb, attacking Siemens Industrial Controllers, which operated some of Iran's nuclear power plant centrifuges. It also caused these centrifuges to spin at uneven speeds. Though 58.85% of all affected computers were located in Iran, other countries such as Indonesia, India, Azerbaijan, and the United States were among others affected with the same virus. The networks of TJ Maxx and parent company Marshalls were hacked, and an unknown amount of customers' credit card information was stolen as a result. But analysts estimated that the information of at least 45 million credit and debit cards had been stolen. The major clothing retailer announced that hackers had accessed their network and had stolen the information, with potentially millions of customers being impacted and at risk. Spokespersons for the company said in a statement that the extent of the breach remains unknown. The reports offer evidence that the hackers and thieves were believed to have been silently pilfering private data for up to 3 years before any actions were even detected by the company in December of 2007. In 2014, a successful attack on Sony Pictures computer systems threw the entire studio into pandemonium. The hijacker's identity and motivation remain unclear, even with evidence surfacing to suggest it originated in North Korea. The hack did not siphon information, steal money, or even seem to profit from the information gathered whatsoever. This hack seemed to be purely to make life hell for Sony Entertainment and its employees. After news of The Interview, a movie about assassinating North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the cyber terrorist demanded the studio not release the film, or shootings would occur in theaters across the nation. Sony would initially succumb to the demands, but would later release the movie digitally, regardless of the demands. The Conficker Work, the largest computer worm in history, reportedly infected tens of millions of Windows PCs in more than 200 countries, with UK government PCs being particularly hit hard in the cyber assault. The worm originally targeted users of social networking sites such as Facebook, Skype, Yahoo Messenger, and multiple email clients, Gmail, Outlook, and Hotmail, to name just a few. The infection allows the attacker to access user information such as banking, credit card numbers, and private passwords. The worm has yet to be destroyed and is still highly active today. Microsoft suggests any infected with it seek immediate help in the removal of the security risk via the assistance of a certified Microsoft technician.